So, Kristen, your assignment this weekend, apparently you just couldn't manage it. You were supposed to see the last song with Miley Cyrus.
And I really wanted to. I wanted to see it so badly.
But here's somehow...
Yeah, I don't know. The weather was nice, and then there was this other movie. I was very bad at my assignment this week, and I apologize. That's the one thing I was supposed to do, and I just didn't do it.
Fortunately, I took one for the team. I have seen the film.
You did?
Yes, I have seen the film.
Excellent.
Now, I would not describe it as excellent, but I did see the film. The last song. Miley Cyrus, and for those who don't know, it's another Nicholas Sparks, you know, tear-jerking extravaganza with Miley as a sullen teenager. Greg Kinnear is her father. She's gotten a little trouble, minor shoplifting rap.
Mm.
Now she's out at a beach town in Georgia with her father and having sort of her summer of love and discovery and...
Trying to get it right,
exactly. And Liam Hemsworth is her brawny co-star. Apparently they're a real-life item.
Oh, and, really? Is he the underwear model?
So I've heard. Is he an underwear model? Is he? Is that what he is?
Oh, well, she was involved with an underwear model for a time, and a lot of people thought, there's no way she can remain chaste when she's with that underwear model.
That is a good point. Liam Hemsworth has the acting skills of... an underwear model. I'll say that, at least so far.
And how did you feel about Miley Cyrus?
Well, I think it was kind of interesting. This is the only thing that was interesting about this film was kind of thinking about how Miley Cyrus's career is going or how it's going to go. Because, you know, she starts out as this little sort of innocent, wholesome thing. Then she does this kind of, she sort of takes a step too far, right, with the Vanity Fair photos.
Mm.
But, so now she's playing this teenager who's kind of a slightly troubled version of Hannah Montana. But so I thought it was kind of interesting because, you know, she's trying to, I think, grow up on screen. And I think that's a very difficult thing for a young actress to do. And I'm not sure she's doing it that well yet.
Well, I think this is a great topic for today, just because that seems to be so many of the stars out there as far as the young women, not so much the young men, but trying to make this leap from child star to legit actress. And you look at Miley Cyrus and you think, I just don't know if you're ever going to be Meryl Streep. I just
probably
don't see
not.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Rafer Guzman.
And so back to this Miley Cyrus thing. The Annie Leibovitz pictures, I think that what she was doing was following in the footsteps of a lot of child stars and that I'm going to assert my sexuality.
Right.
And then I will somehow make the leap into adult acting. And I'm trying to think of examples where that actually worked. Did it work ever?
Well, I don't know. I mean... you think back to Jodie Foster, right, in Taxi Driver, essentially like kind of a child prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that worked. I don't know why that is. Perhaps because Jodie Foster sort of always seemed like she was 30 years old, even when she was 10. She just looked like she had sort of been around the block and kind of knew more than you did.
And she would kill you in an alley
Totally. And so that somehow worked for her. But, you know, it's interesting what you were saying about Miley Cyrus trying to assert her sexuality, because I guess in some weird way, that's what our culture defines as maturity, right? Especially for a woman,
mm-hmm.
suddenly this kind of like sexual coming of age, or as opposed to just being a better actress. Do you know what I'm saying? Or taking on a more complicated role. There's always some kind of sexual component to it.
Absolutely. And it makes me think back on Drew Barrymore. Drew Barrymore actually as a child played pretty complicated, interesting roles.
Yeah, that's
true.
About
irreconcilable differences.
Right.
Firestarter.
Of course.
She had such feelings of rage and complication in her.
Yes.
And she was playing roles that people actually were saying, wow, what an amazing actress this young woman is. She's so good. And then her way of asserting her adulthood wasn't to be in more sophisticated roles, but to star in Poison Ivy. If I'm not mistaken, that was her
right.
big breakout I'm a Sexy
That's
Woman
right.
role.
That's right.
Poison Ivy, if you haven't seen it, she is a teenage nymphomaniac sort of predator who preys on dumpy middle-aged guys.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, and look at Drew Barrymore, and she did very well. I mean, she's got a great career. She's directed her first movie not too long ago.
She's got her production company, which makes her one of the top paid women in Hollywood. She's on the top 10 list for top
10.
Oh,
is that right? Yeah.
She's a huge deal now, but she had to go through that kind of bumpy moment of maybe roughly, I don't know, 16 to 25, where things were a little bit messy for a while.
Yes.
Now she's a big powerhouse.
Right, right. And it makes you wonder what's going to happen to people like the two actresses I think of the most would be Abigail Breslin and Dakota Fanning.
Mm.
And I wonder what's going to happen to those two.
Dakota Fanning, The Runaways, is such a big deal right now.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the movie yet. I've only seen the clips of it. And she's phenomenal in the clips I've seen. Yeah. She is so good. And would you say that she's asserting her sexuality in that role in an overt way, or would you say she's just being a rock star?
Well, I guess she sort of is. I mean, it's not the first time she's kind of gone into that territory, right? She did Hound Dog, where she plays the rape victim, and that's a pretty intense film, and that scene is really intense. And here she's really good. You know, she has this kind of, we'll call it a dalliance with Joan Jett in the film. And that's kind of interesting, you know. In some ways, I think in Hollywood, gay is kind of the new alcoholic or something. You've got to play that. You've got to play a gay person now. But Abigail Breslin, last thing I saw her do was Zombieland.
Zombieland.
The zombie romantic comedy.
She was the younger sister in Zombieland.
Right, right. She's the younger sister.
For some reason, I totally blanked out that she was even in that.
It's not a huge role, and she's perfectly fine in it. But I'm not sure if it's not a Dakota Fanning coming out. Doing a complicated.
But she was nominated for an Oscar for Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine, right?
She's a great little actress.
Right,
she is, and I'm sure she probably hates people saying she's a great little actress. It makes her sound like Shirley Temple.
Exactly.
Shirley Temple. By the way, let's go back in history for just a second.
Yeah.
Shirley Temple I was thinking about over the weekend because she did try to do the adult thing when she was a teenager after she'd been in all of these Good Ship Lollipop sorts of movies.
Tap dancing and such.
And then she ended up, she grew up. You can't avoid it. She grew up and then they put her in this movie.
Are you thinking of Little Miss Annie Rooney, I think it's called? She was about 14. So basically, she had her first on-screen kiss in that movie. And this was like maybe 1941. I don't think it was like a big, I don't think like America was repulsed or anything, but it kind of raised some eyebrows at the time in 1941. And in a weird way, and the film didn't do very well, and she actually retired from movies for a couple years when she was 14, and then kind of got back into it, but her career just never recovered. I mean, she was, as this little tiny kid, everybody wanted to see her next movie.
But, yeah, nobody wants to see that. If that's what they're attached to, they don't want to see that making out with some older guy.
I guess so. Although, why now does it seem that we have this tendency to sexualize really young girls so much? It seems to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, or did we always, and we're just in denial?
Maybe we always did.
Maybe we always did. But this is, I think, one of the problems if you're a male child star trying to make
right.
it. The transition seems a lot bumpier.
Why is that? I mean, I was thinking about that over the weekend, too, looking at kids like Lucas Haas, right, from Witness, or Haley Joel Osment from Sixth Sense, or obviously the big one that I think everybody talks about would be Macaulay Culkin. Like, where did Macaulay Culkin go after Home Alone, right?
He got married.
Did he get married?
I think he was 15 or 16, and he got married to his teenage girlfriend.
That's right.
That was his way of kind of asserting his independence. But I don't think that worked for Macaulay Culkin. He got married and everyone was like, he looks like a little kid and he's married.
Yeah, I think he got married and everyone freaked out. Everyone thought, what's going on here? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
You know?
Is he even old enough to drive yet? And he's married.
Right. But why is that? Why is it that young male child actors don't have that same hold on our imagination? I don't know why that is. Like you don't.
I hate to say it, but it might be related to creepy things.
It might be. Do we tend to talk about sex too much on this podcast?
Sometimes I wonder about that. I mean, remember when we were talking about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen
last week?
I know.
That went into a bad direction too, didn't it?
Yeah. Something that you've said before is there's something about a young girl coming of age that other women love.
Yeah.
And 40-year-old men love.
That 40-year-old, exactly. Exactly.
And I don't think the same applies to young men coming of age.
I don't think so
Maybe
either.
Maybe it did a little bit for Leonardo DiCaprio. I feel like he had kind of a gay following for a while. But
yeah, that's true, huh?
But other than Leonardo DiCaprio, he started off on Growing Pains when he was maybe 12, something
Is that right?
around that age. But I can't think of too many other child stars that are male that have made it. And then I guess most of our child stars, if they make it, aren't even children at that point. They're already like in their late teens.
Exactly.
It's almost like they're men almost already.
Even when you're saying that Leonardo DiCaprio started at 12, even 12 is very different from, say, 9.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You've already passed some kind of pubescent benchmarks of some sort, do you know, by then, it seems to me.
Which is very different from Lindsay Lohan in The Parent Trap and then trying to make it into this world she's in now. And she's really just a complete mess. And I don't know how much of that was her aging out of things or her just being a drug addict. I don't really know what happened to Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
she seems like the whole world could have been hers if she wanted it to be hers.
The thing is, I mean, she's so young. I mean, it still could. I mean, Drew Barrymore had rough patch like this as well, just like you were saying, right? I mean, Lindsay Lohan could could pull out of this fairly easily. Who knows? I mean, the thing is, I haven't seen her. Now she is just famous for being Lindsay Lohan, the trashed movie star.
Yes.
You know, but I haven't seen her do anything movie starish in a very long time. The last thing I saw her in, I think, was Prairie Home Companion. But I haven't seen her do anything that. A lot of times I see her pop up in the headlines. I think, why are we still reading about her again? Why do we care?
She almost has become a parody of herself, in my opinion, which is the worst thing that you can, if you're a child star, become, I think. Look at the Corys.
Yes, look at the Corys.
Poor Corey.
Yes.
And Corey.
And Corey.
Poor both of them.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much for talking again today, Rafer.
Yes, thank you. It was a lot of fun.
It was.